Okay, I am at Wild Breeze Feed Store in Todd County with Miss Jesslyn Ezel. She's a Todd County FFA member, and we're here doing a little SAE visit. All right, so if you just want to kind of explain what the feed store is, you know, who started it and why you wanted this as like your SAE.
Okay, so at the feed store, we used to sell just horse feed, but as we've grown over the years, because she started it in about 2020, so it was just originally horse feed, but we've grown to selling chicken feed. We even sell aquatic animal feed, so that's pretty cool. We sell tons of different stuff. And what was the other one? What was the other question?
Why did you want this to be your SAE?
Okay. I wanted this to be my SAE because my SAE is equine care, and since we do sell mainly horse feed, this was kind of my main point.
So what are some things that you've done in FFA? What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Junior. Okay, so what is some things that you've done to lead in? You know, why did you want to be in FFA? Just some events that you've done.
Okay. I wanted to be in FFA because I've always kind of had an agricultural past, so I just kind of went into that. And then since I've been in FFA, before I kind of got here, like not saying I'm breaking through or anything, but we didn't really do much like equine stuff. We kind of just had like the speaking day, and there are other horse events. We never really had any interest in them. So I kind of brought back the horse judging and the horsemanship class. So really for my FFA, I just like to look at the equine side of it because I feel like it's something that people don't really look at often. So that's definitely my main point in FFA.
Yeah, so, you know, rolling up to the feed store, obviously you see an arena, I see rope and dummies. That's obviously a part of your life. So do you want to just explain, you know, what you do with, like, equine and horses, and did you just grow up in that?
Yes, I did grow up in it. My mom has been riding since she was little, so obviously I've been riding since before I can remember. I kind of do a lot of stuff. I've done a little bit of everything in the horse industry. I've done jumping, I've done rodeo, all that stuff. I love to just trail ride and everything. I did used to barrel race, but I've kind of went more towards training than barrel racing, but we might get back to it. I don't know yet.
Yeah, so do you offer to train people or do lessons?
Yeah, I do actually do lessons. I used to do lessons more like popular, but I haven't really done them recently, but it doesn't mean it's something that I'm not interested in. It's just other stuff got in the way. But yeah, I do lessons actually.
Yeah, so is this something that you want to do in the future, like lessons, training, or do you want to take over the feed store? Like, do you have a direction? I know you're still young, but...
I do wish I could do something with equine, definitely. It's something that I definitely have a big passion for and I love, but there's not many, like, good opportunities in the equine world, so if I could follow something in it, I definitely would want to, and I'm not saying that's out of the picture. But right now we're just kind of seeing where it takes me and how it all works out.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm still figuring out life. But more for just for me, you said something, you did a little bit of jumping. I've only been around Western. I've always thought that jumping was, like, so cool. So how did you, like, get into that? Because, man, you don't see a lot of English riders around here.
Yeah. So actually my mother used to go to Murray State, and she was actually Racer 1 for a long time. So she was with the equestrian team, and the equestrian team does all the jumping and everything. So that's what she used to do, and then she kind of made me interested in it. And I would go and compete at Foxstone Farms is a big place that we went to, and definitely the Wranglers Riding Club. They had a little jumping course up there, and that's in Katy. So that was definitely where I did a lot of the jumping. And even though I kind of don't do it anymore, it definitely is something that I would say is a very fun thing. So it was a good time, and I wouldn't be down to not do it again. So
are you going to kind of follow in your mom's footsteps and go to Murray, or do you know, kind of after?
I definitely like Murray as a school. It's just, I don't know if I necessarily want to go there. I'm not saying I wouldn't go there. I do think it's a great school, and I love the equine program there. But I do kind of, like, have an interest in medical, and I know they don't have many medical options other than nursing, and I definitely didn't want to go nursing. So we'll see. I'd like UK as a school, but obviously that's a really big school, and it's a big goal. So definitely one step at a time on that one.